This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's nuclear energy operator says Russian forces have performed secret work at Europe's largest nuclear power plant. The activity could shed light on Russia's unsubstantiated claims that Kyiv's forces are preparing a quote-unquote provocation involving a radioactive device. Ukraine's nuclear operator said Tuesday it assumes the Russians are preparing a, quote, terrorist act using nuclear materials and radioactive waste stored at the plant. It says the destruction of containers of spent nuclear fuel would lead to a radiation accident and the contamination of several hundred square kilometers of adjacent territory. Ukraine has dismissed Moscow's claim as an attempt to distract attention from the Kremlin's own alleged plans to detonate a dirty bomb. Ukraine's foreign minister Tuesday said the claims that Kyiv plans to detonate the dirty bomb make it look as though Moscow itself may be using the story as a pretext for escalation of the conflict. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba told a news conference in Kyiv the Russia story about Ukraine's plans to use a so-called dirty bomb, a weapon combining explosives and radioactive material designed to spread radiation once detonated, was misinformation. He said experts from the UN International Atomic Energy Administration would soon be arriving in Ukraine to help dispel the story. But he said what concerns him most is why Russia might be spreading it.
This makes us worried that Russia might itself be preparing to commit a crime, which it tries to cover in advance by spreading this disinformation.
The U.S. State Department this week expressed the same concerns and said if Russia attempted to use the story to justify any escalation in Ukraine, the world would know. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Rishi Sunak has become Britain's third prime minister this year. He's tasked with taming an economic crisis that has left the country's finances in a precarious state, with millions struggling to pay for food and energy bills. Sunak is Britain's first leader of color. He met King Charles III at Buckingham Palace on Tuesday, and the monarch officially asked the new leader of the governing Conservative Party to form a government. Sunak clinched the leadership position Monday. He's seen by his party as a safe pair of hands. The party hopes he will stabilize an economy sliding toward recession and stem its own plunging popularity. That's after the brief, disastrous term of Liz Truss. El Salvador has nabbed smugglers who charged migrants thousands to reach the United States. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
Police in El Salvador have arrested 11 alleged members of a migrant trafficking ring that charged as much as $15,000 to smuggle migrants to the United States. Prosecutors said in a report just released that the traffickers charged dozens of migrants between $10,000 and $15,000 to make the trip. The higher amount was charged for taking unaccompanied children across Guatemala and Mexico to the United States. Prosecutors say they raided 16 properties near the border with Guatemala and seized money, drugs, and vehicles. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Meanwhile, tens of thousands of Sudanese protesters on Tuesday marked the first anniversary of a coup that halted the country's transition towards democracy in the largest demonstration since mass marches in January. The protesters faced heavy tear gas and stun grenades as they marched towards the presidential palace in Khartoum and in Omdurman across the Nile, Reuters reporters said. The military takeover halted Sudan's transition to democracy following the overthrow of Omar al-Bashir in 2019 and plunged an economy already in crisis further into turmoil. A year on, Sudan's military leaders have not appointed a prime minister, while Islamists loyal to Bashir who were purged from the civil service have returned. Recapping our top story, Ukraine's nuclear energy operator says Russian forces have performed secret work at Europe's largest nuclear power plant. The activity could shed light on Russia's unsubstantiated claims that Kyiv's forces are preparing a so-called provocation involving a radioactive device. Ukraine has dismissed Moscow's claim as an attempt to distract attention from the Kremlin's own alleged plans to detonate a dirty bomb. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.